Joining me first in the studio is Annie Haswell. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. Looking at the COVID stats across the world and across Australia as we do at this time, 29,153 cases in Australia altogether, with 25,486 of those recovered and 909 deaths, whereas worldwide, 121 million cases, 68.7 million recovered and 2.68 million deaths. And the World Health Organization says that more than half of Europe saw increasing numbers of new COVID-19 infections last week. That was ending 6 weeks of decline in new cases, and you have to wonder whether it has something to do with the vaccine rollout being halted in so many countries.
And meanwhile, Australia continues to manage the crisis well.
Yes, we've crushed two waves. We had a relatively small outbreak at Christmas, which was contained. A bit of a close call with a highly infectious UK variant was avoided in Brisbane, and now there's been 12 days without any locally acquired cases. The Lowy Institute has released its analysis of the countries with the most effective pandemic response, and we came in at number 8 out of the top 10. We were beaten by New Zealand, Iceland, Taiwan and Rwanda, among others.
And one of Africa's most prominent coronavirus sceptics has died.
Yes, Tanzania's President John Magufuli has died, aged 61. He died on Wednesday. And the president was a sceptic and had called for prayers and herbal-infused steam therapy to counter the virus. So, of course, there are lots of rumours that he died of COVID-19, but so far this has not been confirmed. And officially, he died from heart complications.
And an idea for an app that could be used to register sexual consent.
Yes, this one's made headlines overseas. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller has suggested an app where people could digitally record their mutual agreement to have sex. Many people have criticised the proposal as potentially open to abuse, and there are also, of course, concerns about whether it could be used for state surveillance.
And things between Russia and the US are not going well.
Yes, Russia has recalled its Washington ambassador for talks after President Joe Biden said that Vladimir Putin would pay the price for alleged election meddling. In an interview, a TV interview this morning, Mr. Biden confirmed that he thought the Russian president was a killer. He was commenting on an American intelligence report that suggested Mr. Putin had authorized an interference campaign in last November's presidential election.
And big companies may have been doing well out of JobKeeper.
Yes, one-fifth of JobKeeper payments made to major companies in the second half of 2020 went to firms that grew their profits during that time. And there are fresh concerns that the $83 billion scheme has been abused by some parts of corporate Australia. This fresh analysis from corporate governance advisory firm Ownership Matters found that 66 of the top 300 companies on the ASX claimed well over $1 billion in JobKeeper payments. Now, those payments to public companies are just 3% of the total amount paid to companies as part of the $83 billion scheme, because, of course, any company that's not listed on the ASX doesn't have to share the same level of detail about their finances.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Sarah.